Summer rolls on, and tick, 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 just like that. Training camp getting that much closer, but the deadline for the Broncos to sign Demaryius Thomas to a long-term deal has now come and gone. Hi, everyone, here with Phil Milani and Andrew Mason. I'm Chris Hall. Time for our next Countdown to Camp series. This week we're talking about, of course, Demaryius Thomas and what it means now that this July 15th deadline has passed. Andrew, I'll start with you. For the Broncos, everybody was hoping it was going to get done. Unfortunately, it didn't.
Yeah, it didn't get done. The Broncos had a pretty substantial offer in terms of overall money. It would have been the biggest contract in Broncos history that if he had agreed to it. Of course, he didn't. And now, if you're the Broncos, there's the short and the long term. In the short term, Demaryius Thomas, he's going to be under contract for 1 year when he signs his franchise tender. And for the long term, that's where, when you get to training camp, the development of other receivers is going to be potentially interesting. How does Cody Latimer do? And certainly if Demaryius Thomas holds out, Latimer's going to get a lot more reps. But in the short term, Demaryius Thomas at some point is going to be on the roster. And, he's an elite receiver who's, a pretty crucial part of what the Broncos hope is a Super Bowl team. So the sooner he gets in, the better.
What it means also is that there is no surefire guarantee that Demaryius will be here for the first day of camp when players arrive. Looking at it that way, what does that mean going forward, Phil, I think, with the receivers? What everybody hoped would just be a full group coming into camp.
Yeah, I think that from Demaryius's point of view, like, you always hope when it's a caliber type player like that they see eye to eye with management. But it seems like that was not the case. And for him, he knows that he's going to be playing on the franchise tag for this season. But hopefully, that actually doesn't close the door long term. After the season, they can get back to the negotiating table. And like May said, they could franchise him for another year. So if you're Demaryius, the ball is sort of in the Broncos' court, but you're hoping to get a longer-term deal after the season. And for him, the way the franchise tag is set up, I don't think players necessarily like to play on a one-year deal, but that's what Demaryius is going to have to do now, and it's just depending on when he wants to show up for camp.
Coach Kubiak said during the offseason program that the team had been sending Demaryius film cut-ups. He has the playbook. He can do what he can on his own to kind of stay up and keep up to speed with what this team did during the entire offseason. But now, kind of like what we've done all summer, we just still kind of wait and see, at least for a couple of weeks, to see what shakes out the first few days of training camp. That's Countdown to Camp series here on this Wednesday. We've got two more left. Training camp getting close. For Phil and Andrew, I'm Chris.